Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I'm sure if you've been looking at some of the videos and photographs and social media over the past few minutes, you'll see that disturbances have broken out at a site in Dublin, apparently due to be developed for international protection applicants. Daryl Barron is a local councillor and the chairperson of the North Central Area Committee. Daryl, tell me, what's happening there?
Good afternoon, Andrew. Again, shocking disturbance scenes this morning on the Mallard Road. Again, my looking at it, the behaviour by people is not acceptable. I just have a lot of sympathy for An Garda Síochána Conaill this morning and into the early afternoon today because of what's going on.
What is going on, though? What sort of behaviour are you talking about?
The scene, the fires, the setting alight of property and vans, vehicles within the vicinity in Coolock Industrial Estate, which is shocking. Everyone is entitled to peaceful protest, but the reality is this behaviour shouldn't be acceptable. It isn't acceptable.
This is a site, just to be clear, Daryl, this is a site that was due to be developed for international protection applicants, and a number of people or protesters showed up there today. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
We have had consultation earlier this year. We haven't had much consultation from the department, but we have had consultation earlier this year. There hasn't been any consultation in recent weeks and months, but we did have consultation earlier this year in relation to it. There hasn't been any information provided. There's an update this afternoon to councillors and local politicians within the area this afternoon, just after 12:30, but that's the last update we've had in several weeks. But again, the disturbing scenes this afternoon, and something I know myself and my colleagues will unite around and deal with this. And I'll be seeking urgent meetings with the department to deal with this situation because it has got out of hand this afternoon.
I'm looking at some of the videos here in front of me, Daryl. I believe a number of fires have been lit as well. Is that right?
That's correct. I see beds on fire. I see vehicles on fire. I see trucks on fire. This is something that shouldn't be tolerated, shouldn't be dealt with. Something that normal people within the community that I represent are just absolutely shocked by the scenes this afternoon. A lot of people that I know are extremely upset this morning and this afternoon from phone calls that I've received from residents within the area.
Yeah, it's at an old factory in Coolock, just on the Malahide Road in Dublin. That's the area we're talking about. Daryl, there's a huge Garda presence there at the moment as well.
Yeah, public order on site. I haven't spoken to An Garda Síochána Conaill this morning, but again, it's I have a lot of sympathy. I believe there's been a couple of injuries on site as well this morning, and that in itself is something that is very, very truly disturbing.
Yeah, there's members all right, the Gardaí there, and you can see those from the public order unit. But there's still large crowds of people, isn't there, in the vicinity?
Yes, I would say there is over 100 people protesting there this morning and early this afternoon. And again, I would call for peaceful protests. I would call for to the hostilities to end, and let's deal with this issue and deal with it behind the scenes and offline.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there for the moment. That's Daryl Barron, who's a local councillor and chairperson of the North Central Area Committee. We're talking about these protests that are currently taking place in Coolock on the Malahide Road in Dublin. We'll have more on this just after one. We were just talking before the news there with Bernie a few moments ago about this protest that's taken place at the site of a proposed asylum seeker accommodation centre in Coolock in Dublin. So that's the scene there at the moment. It's a Coolock site, I should say, on the Malahide Road in Dublin. News Talk reporter Alex Rowley is with me. Alex, you were at the scene. Just describe what you're looking at for us at the moment.
Well, Andrea, if anyone knows the Malahide Road, it's one of the main routes into the city. So it's nothing short of a spectacle of what I'm looking at. there are more than 30, possibly nearly 40 Garda vehicles here, including vans, cars, unmarked cars, all of that. There's the ambulance service out here. The fire brigade have only just left. They had a fire truck here and a district officer and an advanced paramedic. They've just left the scene. I was speaking to Gardaí. I'm unsure if there was anybody injured, but essentially what's happened is there are multiple Garda members, possibly up to 50 Garda members, on one side of a barricade, and on the other side seems to be a number of protesters. Then there are kind of, as you go down the dual carriageway, because it is closed off to the public, some of the public order vans have arrived now at the bottom of the road, about three of them. And there are multiple kind of, you know, people scouting up and down on bikes, taking a few photos, filming. Then there are also kind of just concerned locals who literally are just out walking their dog and seem to have come across this. For such a size of the road to see it completely closed off and all that's on it are people walking up and down, it's quite something. And over at the proposed site, there are fires currently burning. I can see smoke rising from it. You can actually feel the heat from the fires as you go up to it. And there's a burnt-out digger up there at the moment, which is obviously where the fire service response came in. So overall, quite a sight.
And those fires are still raging at the moment, Alex.
Raging now. They're smouldering more so. A few small ones. So they're kind of in and around where that digger
they're
was
under
on fire.
Control.
Yeah, they're under control. Okay. So hence why I suppose the fire had left.
This is a lot of listeners might be aware. This is, I believe, at the site. It's the old or the former Crown Paints factory. Is that right in Coolock?
That's right, yeah, the former Crown Paints. If people are coming in maybe from the north, further north, they might know that there's a Burger King drive-through and an Omniplex and everything on your left. So it's a kind of retail park. It's literally directly across from that. And it's been the size of a number of protests over the last few months.
Now, this site, I understand, has been considered for quite a number of international protection applicants to accommodate them.
Yeah, that's my understanding as well. Again, details are kind of coming in as everything's going on. And of course, there's a lot of, I suppose, rumours spreading around on the ground. I'm unsure which ones are true. But my understanding is that, yes, this site is being considered to house international protection applicants.
Okay. Now, I know we were talking to a local councillor there from the area, Daryl Barron, just before the news at 1 o'clock. And he talked about the need for consultation and the level of communication that has taken place, with those in authority and the department at the moment. But right now, there's some traffic restrictions, though I understand, Alex, still in place for motorists that are in and around the area.
Absolutely, yeah. There's diversions actually in place. So, you know, it's actually delayed a lot of people getting here. So if people know where the kind of Cadbury factory is coming up from the city, just at that junction there, that's where the diversions are in place. So you can't go straight ahead at that junction. You can only go left or right, one of which taking you into a residential area, of course, the other one taking you kind of towards the western part of the city. So, yeah, there's a number of traffic restrictions in place. The road's fully closed as of now.
Okay, all right. Listen, I know Alex will have more on that scene and the protest out in Coolock a little bit later here on News Talk today. But for the moment, Alex Riley, thank you for bringing us that update. Pretty incredible, actually, to see some of the footage. You can probably see it online and it's on the news as well. But it's, there's huge, huge crowds there, certainly there was just before 1 o'clock today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.